It's a Saturday morning when we invite Jack Farrell in with his wine chat. Jack Farrell, of course, from Haskell's. Good morning, Jack.
Hello, Denny. How are things going?
Things are going really well. Thanks for asking. I hope they are with you and all the good folks at Haskell's. And summer is still with us.
Yes,
I love it.
Indeed. And I had an interesting question the other day. Somebody asked me, I'm always recommending Cote de Rhone. Talk a little bit about it. Well, Cote de Rhone's come from primarily the southern Rhone, and that is one very, very interesting area, in my opinion, of French wine production. It's the oldest area in France for producing wine, that's for sure, and one of the oldest places in the world. The wines were planted, originally by the Phoenicians in about 700 B.C. So they have almost 3,000 years of tradition of growing wine in this area. And it's kind of interesting. The principal, one of the principal grape types is something called Syrah. And there's always been a little mystery about Syrah. Where did it come from? Was it from the Persian city of Syrah because the Persians had vineyards there? Or was it named after the Persian king Cyrus? And others say the Romans introduced Syrah, but brought it from Syracuse, Sicily. So anyhow, the grape types aren't just Syrah. Primarily in southern Rhone, the principal grape type is Grenache. They do a little Syrah, a little Cinsault, Carignan, and Mourvèdre as well. And then the white wines of the Rhone, and they produce a lot of white wines, very good to his Claret, Grenache Blanc, Marsanne, Roussanne, and Viognier. And incidentally, on the Viognier, there's a Viognier called La Forge, L-A-F-O-R-G-E, Viognier. One of the best I've ever tasted. It's about $13, $14. I can't believe it's that good and that inexpensive. And then they also produce a lot of rosés in the southern Rhone, where, again, the principal grape types are Grenache, Syrah, and Cinsault. And they make a little sweet wine called Baume de Venise. And that sweet wine is a delicious dessert wine. And so they produce red, white, rosé, and the sweet Baume de Venise. It's a big area, so kind of really impossible to know very, very well. It's about 95,000 acres of wine production. There's about 5,000 farmers in there, or growers, that produce grapes. There's 70 major co-ops, and there's 900 private estates in this valley. And, of course, the principal area of southern Rhone is Châteauneuf-du-Pape, and that in itself has a wonderful history. You know, the popes back in the 13th century were French. They got tired of apparently Italian food, and they moved the whole kit and caboodle to Avignon, France, and thus the name House of the New Pope, Châteauneuf-du-Pape. And the popes were there for about 100 years before they got a big yearning for pasta and moved back to outside of, to Rome, which became the capital and hence the Vatican state inside of Rome, and an independent country, actually, inside of Italy. So, but Châteauneuf-du-Pape is a marvelous wine. It's generally affordable, although the top growers in there have gone way up in price. It's still reasonable by comparing to other top areas from around the world. So Châteauneuf-du-Pape is a very interesting wine. And one of the things I particularly like about Châteauneuf-du-Pape is it ages well. So if you buy it in a good year and tuck it away, you generally aren't disappointed 10, 15 years down the pike when you open that up. It's just absolutely marvelous. The Rhone Valley itself has a wonderful weather. In the winter, it has 150 days of winter. That's cold weather. In Minnesota, it would be like our late fall. They very, very seldom get a freeze down there. And the minstrel winds really affect, much like they do in Provence, affect the growing of the grapes in that area. So it has a wonderful growing conditions, particularly for Grenache, and that again is the principal grape type of the southern Rhone. You know, we were talking about Châteauneuf-du-Pape's. original recipe of Chateau Neuf du Pape, and Chateau Neuf du Pape, incidentally, was the first appellation in France to be given regulations by the French Department of Agriculture. It was that popular. And anyhow, they called for, in the original recipe, 13 different grape types to go into Chateau Neuf du Pape, including one white grape type. And, of course, now they've relaxed those rules since then, and all the different growers now produce Chateau Neuf du Pape. Some of them are heavy to Syrah, some are heavy to Grenache. A few, like Chateau Beaucastle, still use that original recipe and actually put 13 different kinds of wine inside of their Chateau Neuf du Pape. And so blending is an art there. And then one of the best things are the Côte de Rhones. You know, these are little wines of the region. They're always, in my opinion, you're hard-pressed to find one that's terrible, and you're hard-pressed to find one that's over $20 a bottle. Now, if you want to, I'm sure you can find a terrible one, and you can find one that's over $20 a bottle. But generally, it's a good area for low-priced, well-made wine, Côte de Rhone. And they're, as I said, they're kind of blending geniuses, if you will. They've been blending grapes so long, almost 3,000 years, they've gotten very good at it. And so the wines of this area, such as Gigondas, which is often called the poor man's Chateau Neuf du Pape, in fact, it isn't anymore because most good Gigondas cost as much as a Chateau Neuf du Pape. But Gigondas is protected from the Mistral by the Mont Meral, the Dentelle de Mont Meral, and those are mountains above the Rhone Valley. So, you know, imagine those Romans and Phoenicians going up the Rhone River. The Rhone River starts in Switzerland and goes all the way down to the Mediterranean. And those vineyards, as I said, were the first ones planted in France so long ago. And today, it's still vineyards up and down the Rhone Valley. You look at, you go down the Rhone River, you see these vineyards, and you just marvel that the wines are so good. Of course, another Southern Rhone is a favorite of mine, Tavel. You've all heard me go on and on about Tavel. It's the only appellation in France where all they produce is rosé wine. And if you've never tasted a Tavel, by all means do so. You've heard me say many times, Tavel is the rosé wine made for red wine drinkers. I guarantee you, anybody who's a stern and absolute red wine drinker will find some joy in drinking a Tavel. And again, this has a lot of history to it. It was actually a papal decree that said that the area of Tavel can produce nothing but rosé. And of course, that decree was issued hundreds and hundreds of years ago, and it's still adhered to today. You can only get rosé from Tavel. So, as I said, while Grenache is king, particularly with the Côte de Rhone, the blending is very important, and Syrah has stepped up to the plate, and it's really a wonderful wine. It adds an inkiness and a spine, if you will, when it's blended, because Syrah is a big, bold grape, whereas Grenache is a little softer, a little easier to like. And so Gigondas, again, is a marvelous area. Good wines produced there, not quite as expensive as Chateau Neuf du Pape. And then there's Vacaras, which is another appellation in the area. And it is just a little step down, if you will, from Gigondas. I shouldn't really say step up or step down. They're just different wines. And you can love Vacaras and find one that is more expensive than a Gigondas. But it's strictly a matter of taste. It's just another one of the appellations or areas where they produce these marvelous wines of the southern Côte du Rhone. And like I said, Chateau Neuf du Pape, being the biggest grape type here, is really a wine that most people should look into. Like I say, you can buy a pretty good Chateau Neuf du Pape for around $40 or $50. And sometimes you can even find a real good one for about 30. But the Chateau Neuf du Pape has got some real spine to it. And, you know, when we think about hunting season coming up and that, a good Chateau Neuf du Pape would be absolutely a perfect match with venison. Say you cook a venison steak on the grill and you rub it with a little Chateauneuf du Pape to season it and some salt and pepper, and then grill that and then serve a good Chateauneuf du Pape with it. And loads and loads of good producers. There's some co-ops that do stuff there. Chapoutier has a big co-op where they buy grapes from other people and they make a little Cote de Rhone. Jabalay is another good name in the area. Delos Frere is another one. These are people that own vast tracts of land and have fairly good distribution around the whole world, particularly in the United States, and their wines are very good. Domaine Cabrières is an old favorite Chateau, or old favorite Cote de Rhone that's a favorite of mine, and there's so many of them that make really good wines. In fact, somebody asked me the other day, they were having a fairly fancy dinner, but they had a very low budget for wine. And I supplied them with Domaine Bompas, which is a friend of mine, his family castle, and he grows a Cote de Rhone there. And I'm telling you, I got a call. They had the wine. Everybody loved it. They raved about the wine. Most people thought it was very expensive, and it was a $12 bottle of Cote de Rhone. So you see that this area, the reason I recommend it so often is it's sort of the bargain basement, if you will, of good French wine. And the choices, as I said at the onset here, are they have good. They make a relatively good white wine there. It's different. It's kind of interesting. You know, when people talk about ABCs of wine, anything but Chardonnay, give them a white Cote de Rhone. I think everybody will be surprised. Even Chardonnay lovers sometimes will take a sip of a good Cote de Rhone Blanc and say, my, this is very good wine. What is it? And indeed, it is good wine. And like I say, it's a wine that shouldn't be overlooked. And of course, the rosés, anybody who buys a lot of rosé, I am sure in the past, has had some Cote de Rhone rosés. They're very popular, they're very inexpensive, and they're quite good. And so you have red, white, and rosé. What more do you need? If you need a little sweet wine, try a little of that Baume de Venise. Again, it's not Chateau Yquem, but it's a very lovely sweet wine and is good with a simple dessert. For example, a little lemon custard and a Baume de Venise would be a perfect pairing, and makes my mouth water just now even thinking about it because it's so good. But this is a wonderful area. Incidentally, for those of you that like to travel, the Southern Rhone Valley is a very pretty area from a topography standpoint. There really isn't a lot to do other than eat and drink. And, of course, there's nothing wrong with that either. That's my favorite kind of vacation, eating and drinking. And if you want to do that, the Rhone Valley, particularly the Southern Rhone, is for you. Of course, one of the main stops is Avignon, which is the former, when they have, right in downtown Avignon, the former palace of the popes when that was the Vatican and the seat of the papacy so long ago, 700-800 years ago. And that's worth a visit. It's very pretty, the ruins, etc. And it's interesting because those ruins are right downtown Avignon. They built the city around them using part of the bricks and mortar and all that from the reduced castle that was the palace of the popes in Avignon. But anyhow, and the food is very, very good in the area, particularly when you have something like coq au vin. Simple dishes like that are really where they shine in the Cote de Rhone. So there you have it. If you can stand the Mistral and you really like Chateauneuf du Pape, go and visit the southern Cote de Rhone. You won't regret it. And if you're looking for an interesting wine that will not break the bank and make you very, very happy, try a little Cote de Rhone. They have a wonderful feel to them. They are mouth-friendly, good nose. And like I said when I told the story about my friend in Domaine Bompas, the wines always amaze everybody. I can't believe that this is only a $13 bottle of wine. And believe me, you'll be happy you discovered the wines of the Cote de Rhone. They're worth the adventure.
And you can discover all that at Haskell's.
Indeed. The folks at Haskell's love to talk about wine. And whether you want a Cote de Rhone, a Chateauneuf du Pape, or you want your favorite Napa Cabernet. The folks at Haskell's can put you in touch with that, and best of all, they'll put you in touch with a wine that will not break the bank. Just tell them what you're going to fix, what your budget is, and let them do all the rest. There's a Haskell's near you where you can save big dollars on wine. Haskell's in Bloomington. There's a Haskell's in Excelsior right at the dock. There's a Haskell's in Faribault right off at 35. Maple Grove Super Cellar is not to be missed. 22,000 square feet of bottled wine. And downtown Minneapolis, we have free parking on Saturday and Sunday. There's a Haskell's at Ridgedale, Plymouth, St. Paul's Highland Village, Stillwater, White Bear Lake, and Woodbury, too. And if you can't come in, visit us online at Haskell's.com. And don't forget, Haskell's are the wine people, and there's a good reason for that. We know what we're talking about.
Absolutely, Jack. Let's talk again next week.
You know, Denny, I'm going to look forward to that.
Jack Farrell from Haskell's. Absolutely, Jack. Let's talk again next week.
You know, Denny, I'm going to look forward to that.
Jack Farrell from Haskell's.